So, Alia, talk about what it's like for you to have won two medals.
Fantastic. Last Worlds, Last Worlds, I got 9th in both events. So to come back and actually medal in both is really showing that I'm improving throughout the years. But it's fantastic.
Were you able to tell where you were at all during that race? I mean, it happened so fast.
I know that my pullout is really good, so I wanted to have the pullout and then try and stay ahead throughout the whole thing. But I know that Jenny is also a stronger finisher, and she's a lot taller than me. So I had to make sure that I was somewhat ahead, but she got touched.
So she needs a longer arm.
I do.
What's been the reaction back in Jamaica?
Yeah, they're all getting ready for track and field.
I know,
but some of the headlines are going my way,
yeah.
So that's good. Hopefully they're getting excited. More swimmers are trying to come out for next year, and we'll see if we have a bigger team for Olympics.
Any messages from the track stars?
No.
No? Huh?
I will ask a couple of them about that. I will.
Tell Mr. Bolt, huh?
I know.
So how do you take this going forward, knowing that, you know, you're really on this big trajectory upward towards Rio?
It's definitely a confidence booster, because I've always been successful in short course but never really long course. To have that transition, it gives me a lot more confidence going in and where I rank in the world as well.
Tell us again where you're based in Florida. With
I'm at South Florida Aquatics with Christopher Anderson.
Christopher Anderson.
Mm-hmm.